Okay, next one under advisement is 10,715. And this one. Okay. The variance from the side yard and rear yard requirements, angled by the bay. Gentlemen, is there any further discussion for this one?
This isn't the smallest lot, is it? There's a lot of 50-foot lots in there, and there's a couple hundreds.
Down beyond the side of them both ways.
That
so he's got half the lot.
What a shame the CO was never issued and never even considered, had any settlement.
Some fall through the cracks.
Yeah. I mean, isn't that something?
When you
that
asked about that, we and lawyers typically wouldn't call to ask if there's a CO that's been issued. I think if somebody's living in a house and it's being sold, there's an assumption that that's already happened. Somebody should have checked
it's not
the
part
setback.
The CO is not part of the title search.
That wouldn't show up. But if you see a setback problem like that, that's what alerts you
which
to
is
call
usually
the county, and then that would have county off probably had somebody made the call, but
that's typically picked up.
The difficulty you're going to have with a lot of these, like this one, is the standard that addresses property being reasonably developed, because you have a situation where you've already got a house there that somebody's been living in for a good many years,
right.
And it's hard to look at that and say that that's not being reasonably developed, because somebody's already
been
used it. They bought it in the present condition, and that leads to the second problem, is that the difficulty that someone comes to you with is essentially self-created. I mean, they've got a house on the lot, they've been living in it, now they're asking for a garage, and it's that garage that's actually creating the difficulty. So it's hard to get around those two standards when you've got a developed property
already there,
and where you've got the owner coming in asking for the variances.
Mm-hmm. And I guess theoretically, he could build a 24-foot garage.
Yeah, I looked at that too. If you had a 24-foot wide, you wouldn't need a variance at all. I'm not sure what the minimum for garage is, but you could build a single-car garage.
Two-car garage would be probably 26.
Yeah, but there's nothing that says you can't build a single-car garage.
Yeah. You go 24 feet there.
Two, but you know, sometimes there are limits.
On a two-car, 24 by 26, 24 deep. Typical.
That's a nice size garage. 24 by 26.
That's about a minimum for a two car.
Yeah, I don't think
28 is more typical.
And then keep in mind, if it wasn't attached in 600 square feet, it could be 5 feet from the side and rear.
That's true. I wonder if the applicant is aware of that.
I don't know.
The 28 by 34 came out to like 952, I think. So that's pretty well above. I don't have to drop it quite a bit to It's 28, get under 600.
It's 28 square. Still over 600.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 784.
It's going to be hard to get it down a double.
Yeah.
It would have to be like a 20 by 30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the 24 by 26 is 624. 20 by 30. Okay, gentlemen.
Yeah, 24 by 26 would be 624.
624, yeah. So you'd have to go 20 by 30, or you don't get 600, I guess you do it that way.
Getting close.
Yeah. Trying to make it so it works.
Yeah, anything smaller than 20, or yeah, smaller than 24 by 26, it's tough to open doors and fit the length of a vehicle, unless you got compact cars.
You know, if you got Volkswagens in there or something. Okay, gentlemen, is there any further discussion? Mr. McCabe? Mr. Burton? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay. Well, is everybody ready to ready to vote on it?
No.
No. Okay. Now, well, do we want to table and have more time?
Depends on the others.
Everybody ready to vote on it, or you want need more time to study on it, or Mr. Whitman?
Yeah.
You ready?
Either way, I can table it, or I can vote on either one. That's what I do.
Mr. Hudson?
I'd be in favor of tabling it.
Mr. Mills?
Make a motion that we table case number 10,715 to our next regular meeting.
And push it back to the 15th.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, I got a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we table case number 10,715. I didn't catch the date, Mr. Mills. Is it the 1st or 15th?
15th.
So November the 15th. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carried. Okay, it'll be tabled 11:15. Okay.